Hey, it's John Kamal. It's Fairfield County Live and Local. It's presented by the Sono Collection in South Norwalk. So my guest today is a local talent agent, promoter, kind of a little bit of a legend in the scene. He's the manager for a bunch of bands out there. If you've heard of Spiritual Res, he's worked with Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. His big client right now is Goose, who are probably the biggest band in CT at this exact moment. And he's at least part of the team that created one of the most innovative, interesting live streaming options that I've seen so far since the whole COVID era started. I've got Matt Kalinske on here. Thanks for being here, dude.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So, you know, and I wasn't lying. The Goose Bingo Tour is one of the more interesting ideas that I've seen since we've gotten into this sort of weird hellscape where we can't go to any concerts. But before we get into that, how did your career start? Because you have a very interesting job.
I do. My career has developed over time, based on a passion for live music, playing music. I'm an artist myself. I got started a long, long time ago, and I had the opportunity to just kind of help out in a variety show in Seattle, Washington, back in 2000. And I had the opportunity of picking a house band. The foundation of the whole thing was kind of built like a late night talk show, like Colbert thing or Fallon, yeah, where they have the house band and, you know, all the acts on and interviews and stuff. And I picked a band. They eventually broke up, and members of that band became Death Cab for Cutie and Band of Horses.
No way.
That was kind of, yeah, I wish I had stayed involved with those people. That's why we tell people to get involved.
Right.
Stay involved. Yeah, but things kind of evolved over time. Fast forward to probably about 10 years ago, I started working with a band out of Philly called Psychedelphia. They started popping off a little bit. And
solid name.
Yeah, from Philly. They crossed paths with, we were on, you know, the Jam tour circuit at the time. And we crossed paths with Dopapod and became friends with those, started doing shows with them. I became friends with the gentleman who was booking them at the time. And he was starting a new booking agency up in Burlington, Vermont, which is where I currently reside, called Hoplite, and offered me a job. And so I pulled up my roots in Philly and moved up here blindly. It was really the first job that I was offered in the industry, other than doing things for years independently. And there I... the first big name I really booked there, I had the opportunity to book Zach Deputy for a while. Mm. And Dopapod. And then I started working with Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. Jeremy Sean, their lead guitar player, was a big fan of Psychedelphia. And that's how that relationship formed. And our friendship was just based on that band, basically.
Right.
And then obviously Dopapod I mentioned, then we started working with Turquoise. We developed them at, yeah, Hoplite as well. Bands like Consider the Source. I worked with Spafford for a while there, as well as Omni Arts Group, which is my company that I book with now. and then eventually I decided that it was time to part ways and go back to doing my own thing. I had some relationships that I had built, some stronger, you know, foundations, and started Omni Arts Group in 2016, just, yeah, about 4 years ago, with Spiritual Res, Jamgrass band called the Rumpke Mountain Boys. Spafford was on my roster at the time. And then in September of 2016, I was approached by my friend Chris Yunker, who plays in the Alan Evans Trio.
Also plays in Jen Durkin in the Business.
Correct.
I love Chris. And, sorry. And he's a good dude.
100%. He is He is a great dude. He plays with Danny Mayer and On the Spot Trio. Danny Mayer also plays in
Alan Evans, trio, yeah.
Star Kitchen.
Yeah.
A lot of great bands. But Chris hit me up one day, said, "Hey, man, I just started playing with this band called Goose. Are you familiar?" I wasn't. He said, I think they really got something here. You know, they need an agent. You know, they've kind of mentioned it." And he was brand new and didn't really have like the clout to make decisions on behalf of the band, you know.
Right.
But he really wanted to help, you know, being the new guy. So I said, "Sure, man, like send me some videos." He sent me the videos of Arcadia and maybe Turned Clouds from the Capitol Theater in same month, same year, September 2016. I think that was the band's first practice, was actually on that stage playing live at a local showcase.
Wow.
But the first video I clicked on was Arcadia. I got maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes in. I stopped it. I called Chris back and I was ready to go. And I think I was on the phone with Rick like 5 minutes later.
So that was the story that I heard too, was that you got 60 seconds into Arcadia and you were immediately just like, "Nope. Yep. Don't need to hear the rest of the song. These are the guys. This is the thing. Arcadia is the jam. Thank you, Chris." What was it? What? You heard that they enjoy your voice too, man. But what was it about? What did you hear that made you come to that immediate decision? Like, "Nope, that's it. These are the guys."
You know, I think, you know, there's no other way to put it other than you're a fan of music. You do this for a living. You know, people who are checking us out right now love the band. It's the way that it made me feel, you know, and it's not like I have some special magic wand in the industry. I've worked with some bands that have become successful, but it's the band, man. The band just, I can swear, right?
Yes.
The band fucking crushes, dude.
Yeah.
They're a great band. Everyone knows it. And I just felt it within 60 seconds and I really wanted to be a part of it, man. That's it. And I wanted to do, you know, whatever I needed to do and utilize the relationships that I had to make that happen.
Well, and, you know, I have a podcast up right now, actually, that features Goose that was recorded in June of 2019, like a month before everything exploded. We'll talk about that later. But in that podcast, Rick does specifically say that it was 2000. He specifically mentions 2017 and your involvement as being, you know, one of the major turning points in the band. In fact, I think the two that he specifically mentions is your involvement and then when Peter joined the band, which, I mean, sure. You know, so he's putting both of those on the same level. So walk me through kind of what happened when you guys started your business relationship.
Well, the beginning of the relationship was really figuring out where they had come from and where they were so that I could figure out where we wanted to go.
That's interesting.
And really, I think the answer was a bunch of like, I don't know. And I couldn't really get a grip on it. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to throw you guys in the wolves. I'm just going to book a bunch of dates for people that will pay you. And we're just going to throw you the wolves. Hence the name, Throw Them to the Wolves Tour.
Throw Them to the Wolves Tour. Yeah, exactly. Correct. Which, not to plug my own thing, but Rick does detail that in my podcast, which is live on Spotify and iTunes right now. But sorry, continue. Sorry.
All good, man. So, you know, the reason for that was the strategy, was like, fuck it. I'm going to throw you to the wolves. Yeah. We're going to see who responds to you well, who doesn't, so we know where to go back to. We're going to see what venues like you like to play and what venues you don't like to play, so we know where to go back to and take all of the positive components and whittle it down to where we'll just tour, you know, at least for the foreseeable future. And that was down to the Southeast, North Carolina and and Florida and stuff like that. And ironically, the band hasn't been back there since then. It was a tough tour for them for sure. We learned a lot of what to do and not to do. All the questions we couldn't answer prior to that, we had a clearer picture of how to move forward from there. Instead of going up, north and south on the East Coast, we wanted to go to Colorado, which meant going through the Midwest. Obviously, Denver is a hot spot, and everyone knows about Covington, Kentucky in the Goose World. Get involved.
In that podcast, I did say, I was like, well, what do you guys do when you go somewhere like, Kentucky, where no one's ever heard of you? The entire band started laughing immediately. But sure. Yeah, a Covington, lot of people, Kentucky, man, shout out.
I would a total shout out. I mean, some of our most diehard fans and best friends now are from Covington. And I really believe the band, without the support that was given by that whole crew in that neck of the woods, things could have turned out a whole lot differently without them. We love them so much. I've just got a special place in my heart for sure. But I just want to clarify something about Covington, Kentucky, because a lot of people just see Kentucky and they think of somewhere else.
Sure.
Covington is like a Brooklyn to Manhattan. It's just across the Ohio River from Cincinnati. Okay. So it's Cincinnati, people. It's not. They would say it's Covington, not Cincinnati. All right. For the Cove.
Love for the Cove. Well, so and we're talking a lot about Goose, in the beginning. I do want to get to some of your other artists, but I feel like we've done all this build up now, and 2019 was just such an incredible year for that band. And it happened literally. It's funny to go back and listen to the conversation I had with them, because they're talking about, oh yeah, and then like in a couple of weeks, because it was June of 2019. So they're like, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be going to Peach Music Festival. And then it was that Peach set that changed everything, which was cool for me to see, because I didn't think that live performances could really had that kind of power anymore. They're so dime a dozen. Sure. But obviously it's never just one thing. What do you think led to this incredible year that the band has had?
Right. Well, I'm a big fan, big Fish fan, Big Dead fan. And when you look at like those monumental shows in the band's history, as a fan, I always like to dig back a little bit to see what happened to progress to get up to that point. Right. Mm. You mentioned Peter. Peter's first show was Goosemas of 2017. His first tour, the band went open 2018 by doing a couple of weeks with Spafford. They started in Detroit and ended up in like Providence, like the end of the next week or something like that. And that, to me, January 2018 is really when things changed, significantly. And if you look at that, all of that happening, the following month, we went out to Colorado in March of 2018. We played in Covington February 2018. We played Covington twice, once on the way out there, I think February 2nd, and then once on the way back, February 15th. And I still think to this day, a lot of fans really get down with that February 15th, 2018 show. But things really progressed there. And then by the time spring of 2019 rolled around, when I really, really noticed things was the 420 run. They did April 18th in New York, the 19th in Boston, and the 20th at the Acoustic in Bridgeport. And we could feel it internally, but there was still a lot of shows that were doing well or really bad. And there was never really anything like in between. But the bad ones started happening less. And, that whole run like crushed the New York. That was our best New York show to date on the 18th. Boston was great. And then the Bridgeport was practically, you know, a hometown gig at the Acoustic. And that was fantastic. Yeah.
I remember that gig. I remember that gig very well.
Right. May of 2019, we played Dome Fest. And that really, so, you know, we've got April, then May, where we play these tweener sets, 30-minute tweener sets. You know, Aqueous played, then we played 30 minutes in between Aqueous and Pigeon's first set. And then it was three 30-minute sets, maybe in between Joe Hurtler and Aqueous, Aqueous and Pigeon's, and then Pigeon's set break.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of jam bands would have chosen to play earlier in the day for like 75 to 90 minutes because they're a jam band and they want to jam and play long sets.
Right.
But we all know that Goose can get it done in 30 minutes, man.
Well, they
can play a whole show in 30 minutes.
They've got the songs. They've got the songs to back it up. The songs right. have hooks. The songs are complete.
And they can balance it out too. They can do, you know, they can do some short, fun tunes and like a Butter Rum, and then they can just get down and dirty with Madhuvan or something like that for, you know, 17 minutes. And they could do that all in 30 minutes. And they just crushed Dome Fest. And then a month later, we were at the Magic Beans Festival out in Colorado. And it was the same thing. I think we did five 30-minute sets throughout the day.
Yeah.
Just in between the main, there was one main stage and then there was the smaller stage on a deck. And just after every band on the main stage would play for 30 minutes. And we did that because we wanted to play under the lights at night when everyone was ready to go and have fun, you know? And, you know, again, the guys did their job, and then it really just all culminated a month later at that Peach Fest set. I knew from working with, the promoters at Live Nation who put on Peach Fest and working the event in the past, just observing like when people would go where, and I was like, this is the spot that I want for the band. I requested it, and thankfully, he was kind enough to give me that slot, and I knew it was going to crush, and I kept saying it to the guys. And, you know, I don't really know if I think they of course like trusted me, but you know, sometimes you don't believe something until you're walking on stage in front of 3,000 people. I don't even know how many people were there. It was an incredible moment. I admittedly, you know, I remember me and Coach and Getty standing behind the stage while Rick is like peeking on Mississippi Half Step, with our arms around each other with like tears rolling down our face. And we just like knew that that was kind of like a monumental moment and that things were gonna be okay.
Well, it sounds like a culmination of, you know, I mean, like I was saying before, it can never just be one thing. It sounds like it was a culmination throughout that entire season, that entire spring season, that really led up to a peak.
100%. And it was, it's just kind of indescribable.
Yeah. I've been sitting on this one for a couple of minutes, and now I just want to know what Marshall's talking about. Please ask Matt, what was the craziest thing he saw at Peach?
I can't answer that question.
We're not on FM Airways. We're not on FM Airways. This is Facebook Live.
Can I call in a friend?
You can send him the link if you want to. We can get him on here. I'll do it. No, it's all right.
Oh shoot.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, Russo, my man. So yeah.
Chiming in. But yeah, dude. Huh? I mean, this is great. Well, the community that's built itself up around the band is a testament to their music. But I think also the direction that I'm sure not by yourself, but you know, you and a bunch of other people have led them in. It really is something else to see. And now I got to get depressing, because that's what must have made COVID just the most like heartbreakingly, oh my God, are you kidding me now?
What time?
Kind of thing. Like, you know, like just how, like walk me through. And I listened to the podcast you were on, the Weird Music Podcast. Shout out to Weird Music Podcast, because that was awesome. But you spoke to them on, I think it was like March 12th or something like that. It was like right as this whole thing was coming down. Explain to me what your headspace was as you were realizing just how bad this thing was going to be.
It was definitely March 12th. That was my mom's 70th birthday.
Oh, wow.
You know, it was just super weird. You know, Live Nation was canceling tours around the world.
Yeah.
I think they started like the day before that. And,
I think I remember on the episode, right, you actually go to the web, like right, to the website, and you're reading it, right, off, like as it's happening.
Let me rewind just a couple weeks before.
Oh no, please.
So we're about to go on Rock Legends cruise, right? Goose, mm-hmm, is on the West Coast. I was not with the band. I think I'm texting with Trevor, and we're just like, you know, should we do this? And mm-hmm, I was like paying attention. It was in the news, but it really went from 0 to 60, you know, from the beginning of March. You know, like I flew down to Florida for that cruise, and I'm seeing people with masks on everywhere, more than I'd ever seen them before.
Right.
Jesus.
You said mask. I'm sorry.
It's all good. and we end up going on the cruise, you know, sure, but it was just all in our head, in my head anyway. It was a conversation. And then we come back March 2nd. And then within, you know, 10 days, like you start hearing about it more and more. I remember I was putting Dylan, my son, on the bus to school one day.
Yeah.
And I just looked at him and I'm like, you know, maybe you shouldn't go to school today. And that was the Monday, whatever that Monday was. So I think it was like the 9th or something.
Yeah.
And it turns out a lot of parents were feeling the same way.
Yeah.
And, you know, that March 12th day was crazy. I was losing show after show after show after show after show as an agent,
God,
with all of the artists on my roster. It was obviously super depressing, but you know, I'm not a guy that just like gives up. Like I could, you know, oftentimes through this whole quarantine era, I'm like, you know, screw it. I'm just going to go like work at McDonald's and get insurance or go get a pension at the post office or something, you know.
Yeah. But
that's not who I am, and that's not what I want to do, and that's not who I want to show my son who I am. I want him, you know, if I think there was a quote, you know, by like Theodore Roosevelt where he said, you know, like over, under, through, never around. It was something to that effect.
Sure.
Like you walk through the shit storm and it's going to make you stronger if you can get through it. And you know, that's kind of my vibe, you know, that's what I try to do. And that's what I've been doing. I've really tried to adapt, you know, my personal life, my business, the life of, you know, all artists, Goose and Rumpke Mountain Boys, High Riders, Grateful Dead Tribute in Indianapolis, Runaway Gin, Fish Tribute in Charleston. You know, we're just all adapting in our own way to get through this together. The artist community has come together. You know, Ben Baruch and Dave DiCiani, who I co-manage Goose with at 1111, spearheaded the live From Out There,
yeah,
series.
Which has been great, by the way. I've been following
and
that.
And raised a ton of money for me. God, I'm spacing out on the organization. Nice one, Matt. I wanted to say Music Cares, but it's not Music Cares.
Sure.
But, you know, they crushed it. Incredible job, you know, keeping artists busy, making sure that they're getting paid, raising more money, donating some of the money to organizations that are going to donate money to the artists who are struggling, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of streaming going on. I know that everyone is just, you know, balls deep in streams at this point.
Well, know? That's it.
We don't really have an option.
It's funny because you called it too. I remember I time stamped the moment I heard you say, you know, you were talking about I think Dave Matthews did a live stream like early on, like, and you said on that podcast, right, you were like, I wonder if this is going to be a thing that artists are going to start doing, if there's going to be, you know, a ton of live streams. And then lo and behold, I mean, it was less than a week later, you saw everybody who hadn't played a guitar in years was out there strumming cowboy chords on Facebook Live.
Including, you know, myself.
Dude,
I was on Facebook Live with my, you know, at Yeti78 or my Venmo or my PayPal.
Yep, yep.
Because I don't know what's going to happen. And I just lost, you know, all of my touring revenue, and I'm busting out my acoustic playing songs that I wrote, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's actually been a blessing in disguise because I've gotten back into it. And that's been a huge thing that's gotten me through this as well. You know, I like playing guitar in front of my son for the first time, and he's 11.
Nice. You know?
So
nice.
And he's encourages me to play and all of that stuff. So it's great.
It's never too late, man. Well, and you talked about adapting. And I mean, this is where I gotta to bring up the bingo tour, because this is the probably the most clever adaptation of this situation that we all find ourselves in that I've seen. So Goose Bingo Tour, I mean, for people who are watching from 95.9 The Fox and from like my page and stuff like that, obviously the El Goose crowd knows what this is, but for the people who aren't familiar, can you tell them a little bit about what your client Goose is doing for this live stream?
Sure. So Goose Bingo Tour is just a solution to being screwed in the COVID-19 era.
Well said.
Yeah. It's, you know, we pride, obviously Goose, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of other artists out there, had to cancel all of their tours, all the festivals they were playing. But the guys really wanted to figure out a way to connect with their fans, you know, and still be engaged, and not just sit there and do nothing. You know, this is a way to keep them going and engage with their fan base. And they've just come up with an incredible week and a half of creative interaction with their fans. That includes performances, cooking classes, some yoga classes, workout classes.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. You know, some videos on farming. These guys are incredibly health driven. They eat very well, and they're very aware of what they're putting into their body. And, you know, they're going to educate people on things of that nature as well. You know,
right. I mean, it's the fact that it's going beyond the music that I find so cool, because it's, you know, you're not just buying, you know, a couple of guys having more fun than you are in your screen. You know what I mean? You're joining a community.
Sure.
It's socializing. It's the closest. It's almost as close as we can get, really.
Right. Right. So, you know, we're having Goose Bingo sets on the Friday and Saturday night. Starting this Friday, the 19th and 20th, and then 26th and 27th. Mm-hmm. Doughy Joey, shout out, massive shout out to that dude.
The man,
the myth, the pony. And he'll be kicking things off this Friday. Don't miss it. Peter's other project, Great Blue, will be kicking things off on Saturday. And Goose will be on for two sets at 8 o'clock. That's the format both weeks. The second Saturday, the band is doing a workout at noon. There is no content at 6 p.m., but the band will be on. But people can play at home with bingo boards, classic bingo. There will be some songs on the board, you know, lots of different variations of how you can win, you know, the classic, you know, one line, X, the square, and people win fun prizes.
The square is the grand prize, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. What do you get if you get the square?
TBD.
TBD. Oh, all right. That's mysterious.
Dark. That's exciting. Mysterious. I'm dark and mysterious.
Well said. Well said. So who, I mean, where, what was the genesis for that idea? Cause it's, I mean, I'm sure it evolved as soon as it came up, but like, where did that come from? Who had the eureka moment?
The eureka moment. I just want to answer the question actually, because there actually is a prize for the grand prize. People, there's one grand prize for each night. It requires a square pattern surrounding the center of the free space. There's going to be four total winners. Those winners will win a signed limited edition Goose Bingo tour poster.
Nice.
Two guest list spots and meet and greet with the band at a future Goose headlining show. A limited edition OG pin, Coach variant. Pins are super hot in the Goose world. And, if you're into the pins in the Goose world, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
And then lastly, they'll get a one-of-a-kind bingo ball that was actually used by Coach for the entirety of the bingo tour. So it's pretty cool. And then we've got second prize, third prizes, and other prizes that people can win as well.
Sweet.
And lots of merchandise that you can purchase as well.
And by the way, for people just tuning in, I'm talking to Matt Kalinske. He's a talent agent, show promoter. He's the manager of the band Goose, among many other artists. Goose, local CT band, especially if you're watching from 95.9 The Fox. Check them out. Get involved. My name is John Kamal. This is Fairfield County Live and Local. It's the podcast, and it's presented by the Sono Collection in South Norwalk. I was asking you where did the idea come from? Like, cause it's so smart. And, I'm just curious as to how it came to be.
So the band, it was a concept that I believe the band had discussed, you know, at various times about doing live. but you know, when the time came to figure out how they could interact with their fan base, you know, through an undetermined length of time, aka now. You know, the idea of the bingo tour, you know, came to the forefront of that idea, ideation process. So that's kind of it. It was just an idea that was tossed around on and off, and the band brought it back to the table and the team just built on it.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, we've talked a lot about Goose because obviously they're because they're hot right now, and they do have the bingo tour coming up and everything like that. But they're not all that you do. I mean, you know, you represent a bunch of different bands. You have been involved with a ton of bands. I was a big Spiritual Res guy for a little while there back in the day, by the way. So when I
miss those guys a lot.
When I saw, yeah, dude, I do too. When I saw, I actually got to open for them once, which was fun. But So when I saw you were involved with them, I was like, oh, this is cool. But I mean, tell me, you've spent so much time around this community, around this scene, around live music. What do you see? And I mean, if anything, what do you hear about in terms of moving forward, you know, post COVID or even during COVID, just in terms of the, you know?
Sure. I mean, I think that one of the words that we've heard probably more in the last few months than in our entire life is the word uncertainty. There's just a ton of it out there right now. You see, you know, people have different opinions on how the process should be. Mostly politicians, you know, that we're at the mercy of. You know, I could throw my personal opinion of how I think things will go, but it probably wouldn't go that way. I mean, I think frankly, the answer is like, I don't know, man. There's just various conversations of what people think will happen. You know, Runaway Gin Fish tribute that I work with there in South Carolina. Yeah. Obviously over the last, since like Memorial Day ish, you know, South Carolina, Georgia, those were the first states to really like hit the gas again. A lot of people were against it, still are.
Yep.
And you know, you see their numbers going up. Runaway Gin just did a show on Saturday in an outdoor space. There was pods where people could do, I think, 6 to 10 people.
Okay.
And they did, okay. They did like 300 people there, and it was a good time, you know? Sure. So people are coming up with innovative ideas of how to move forward. You know, High Rider, their fans really love the band. The band is not comfortable, although there are inside venues that are opening now. The band's not comfortable playing inside.
Right.
They have, you know, close friends or family members, more importantly, that are considered high risk, you know, to COVID-19, and they just don't want to put them in that situation. Yeah. And understandably, right? So
kids, parents, grandparents. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, we have fans that are pretty much family, like Goose family to High Rider, that are, you know, putting together private shows for them and putting the legwork in with social distancing, you know, protocol and stuff like that. Right. And, you know, so they're doing that. Something that I'm doing, working on up here with a couple of partners, is I'm working on another drive-in situation. It's not strictly drive-in. It's a theater, and then inside the band plays inside, and then outside, you know, half the audience will be on a grassy knoll in the same pod type situations.
Okay.
Like I mentioned, in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And then the other half of the audience will have the opportunity to sit in their car, listen on an FM transmitter. The shows will be streamed as well. So the solution there is that you have people in the theater that can watch the band if they're comfortable doing that in a socially distanced way. Not everyone will be crammed together at the front of the stage. Yeah. You know, there's still rules and regulations that we have to follow. Or they can do it outside, or they can sit in their car. Or if they're not comfortable with any of that, or they're just not in the area, they can stream it online. So there's four ways to still enjoy music,
right,
get involved. And, you know, for me, this time has really, you know, you're watching what's happening in your in communities all over the country, all over the world right now.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to bring, this inspired me to get more involved with my community on a local level. We're sitting here talking about all these bands that I've worked with,
yeah,
on a regional or national basis over years of time. I've lived in Burlington for almost a decade, and I was like, shit, man, I should be a lot more involved here. And there was other people up here that felt the same way. And that's what we're doing, man. We're just trying to move forward. And that's where, with everything, it just starts on a local level. We have to work together and just try to stay safe. But, you know, let's have some fun while we're doing it. You know?
I mean, let's at least try to come up with some solutions. And I think that's what caught my eye about the bingo thing. That's what made me want to reach out to you. It's just, you know, people in a position to help, you know, coming up with solutions.
Sure.
You know, and it's great. And of course it's good business too, but it's also like you said, it's not about that. The world, all of a sudden the world was so small. And then, you know, and we were focused on what was going on the other side of the globe. And now suddenly it's small, but in a different way. We're back to community focused stuff. You know, you're looking around to see, you know, what are your neighbors doing? What's happening in my area right now, in my community? How are people doing? Is, you know,
right. That's where it has to start right now, John. It's gotta start local. You know, bands, you know, they're not going to just go on tour, you know,
they can't.
Some places are open, some places aren't.
Yeah.
People, you know, are going to start playing shows locally. It's kind of the same thing you saw online, where a guy, you know, Matt Kalinske, who hadn't picked up his guitar in 11 years, is going to play, you know, outside at, you know, some pizza shop in Burlington, Vermont or something. But people are going to go and support people, because
right,
that's what we do. That's what we should have been doing all along, you know. But I think that people really feel, you know, the need to stick together right now. And unfortunately, you know, there's some people that don't feel that way, you know, in our country right now.
Yeah, which is too bad.
Hopefully they'll see the light, man. You know?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, listen, I mean, dude, just thank you for what you're doing. You know, before you get out of here, though, I want to, again, let you know, like I said, and I know obviously they're what's going on right now. But aside from Goose, I mean, what are some of your other artists that you represent have going on? You know, what's happening in the world of Matt Kolinsky, whether that's 1111 or Omni Arts or any of right.
that? I mean, I'm just a lot of what's going on. I just mentioned, you know, is really figuring out on a day-to-day basis how these artists are going to proceed and get back, you know, playing in front of people.
Sure.
But off the road, I manage a band called Funk You out of Augusta, Georgia. And, you know, they've been very creative and, you know, building their socials and creating content for YouTube. They're going to have an album. They've spent a lot of time recording and writing and things like that. And I think a lot of bands that tour a lot, and I definitely can speak on Goose's behalf for this, they are getting a lot of time that they want but don't get by playing on the road to record music, write, take a breath, and have a breather. So while people really want to be out there, you know, playing, I'm sure this is kind of a welcome rest area for them as well.
You gonna burp? No, I was coughing. I was trying to be slick and turn the mic off and then cough and then turn it back on. That way we don't have any audio. But you called me out, man. Come on.
I like calling people out. It's fun.
So yeah, man. So yeah, I mean, and, you know, I think, again, to go back to that Weird Music Podcast years that I listened to, you know, buy merch, man, buy stickers. Buy stuff that comes from the band, you know, CDs are passe these days, but you know, buy stuff off iTunes, download it. You know what I mean? Stream if you can, but support it, it's corny, but it does tie into what we're talking about on this show, Fairfield County Live and Local. I always say at the end, support live and local music, any way and anywhere that you can. It's kind of the only way that we move forward, with this.
It really is, man. You know, that's all you can do, you know. Donate to a band. I mean, even a dollar helps, man, you know.
Right.
It's we're not looking for
people are gonna listen to the podcast. I'm pulling up comments from Facebook Live right now, and Matt's got the dance going on. So if you're listening to this in the future, I'm sorry, you were speaking so eloquently too, and then I completely I threw you off your game. That was my fault.
All of the above, man. I will tell you, there's a lot of things, components that have gotten me through this time.
Yeah.
But I really, you know, other than my beautiful woman Nicole and my wonderful son Dylan, I have to give a shout out to Greg Knight. Greg and I have spoken often, sometimes every day, and you know, we're just talking about ideas and life, and you know, sometimes we're just catching a buzz of some Savvy Blay on the phone and just talking about whatever. And then my homeboy Alan Roper, who I co-manage Funk You with, my buddies Ben Baruch, Dave DeCiani. You know, we talked about me coming in with the band and Peter.
Yeah.
When those guys came into the fold too, things really, you know, went into outer space. And right. Those guys are a humongous part of what is happening right now. So those guys need to get credit on an hourly basis.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know if they have ever slept in their entire lives.
And I gotta bring it back to Greg, because he's been you can hear Goose Music on 95.9 The Fox every Sunday night, because Greg Knight has been my point man, hooking me up with tunes to play for people and everything like that. He gets on it. What do we got? Okay, The greatest text chain. The greatest text chain.
Hey, Jessica. Yeah, Greg and I were threatening to play Fortnite, stream Fortnite while we were talking to you, and I was just going to bring him into this. Oh, my gosh. We need a Greg Knight freestyle. Who doesn't need a Greg Knight freestyle? Like, we should just call in all these people right now, John.
There you go.
Just hang out for, like, the next 4 hours.
There you go. I know. It's funny, actually, the chat's, like, starting to blow up right now. All of a sudden, I was winding this down, but I mean,
yeah, no. Hey. This is Rick DeBrower. Rick is a huge fan of the band. It's just great seeing all these names pop up. This is family, and you know, it's, you know, the band gives us all a reason to congregate and have something in common that we really, really love.
Well, and I think that's what we're really missing right now, man. It's the reason to congregate. It's the reason to get all together. Right. So it's just so cool that you and the whole Goose team did this thing with Bingo. And check out artists on 1111 and Omni Arts. You were talking about Funk U earlier. I think Southern Bells was one of your artists that I was listening to earlier today, right, actually, as I was researching you, man.
LA Moves, dude. Check out that tune.
LA Moves. That's it.
That's the tune.
But yeah, buy stuff. Buy.
Get involved. This is Coach. He couldn't take it. He had to come. He's taking me over. Buy.
Oh, dude, this is great. But yeah, dude, I mean, listen, I'm going to say it again.
Bye.
Because it's the title of my show. Support live and local music. Do it.
Get involved.
And get involved. Matt, dude, thank you for coming, man. You guys can check out, there's so many goose heads in this comment section. I'm sure you all know this, but for those of you listening from 95.9 The Fox, people elsewhere, you can check out at Goose the Bands, at Goose Bingo Tour. And if you want to hear more from the man himself, Matt Kalinske, at Yeti 78. Please like, please subscribe. We have a YouTube channel now. It has no subscribers yet because there's only two videos, but subscribe, hit the bell icon. We're going to try to build it down here in Fairfield County, Connecticut. Matt's going to keep, building that community everywhere, nationwide, man.
Sure. Just want to plug a couple things for Bingo Tour here.
Please.
At Goose Bingo Tour on all socials, Goose Bingo Tour on Facebook, goosebingotour@gmail.com. all things Bingo Tour, that's where you can see it, how you can find us. Any questions that you have as fans, we're here for you. So please get involved, get in touch,
man. And if you want to check out my podcast with Goose, that's on the Fairfield County Live and Local podcast. You can find that on iTunes. I've heard it's hard to find on iTunes. Check Spotify. You can check Audio Boom. You can just Google it and it's going to pop up. So you can check that out too. It's got acoustic versions of Atlantic City and Time to Flee before it came out. Let Trevor sing. Trevor, by the way, gets the last word in that podcast, and it's brilliant. It's a piece of true knowledge, and you'll be a better person for having heard it. Bye. That's going to be stuck in my head. Matt, dude, I could really talk to you all night, man, but this has been awesome. This is, it went longer than I thought it was going to in the absolute best way. This was a joy, dude. 100%,
man. I mean, this is how we're moving forward. We're doing it together, and we're doing it for everyone else. So I really appreciate your time,
dude. Yeah, you got it. Hang out on the chat for a sec after I take us off live. But for everybody watching out there, thank you so much. This has been Fairfield County Live and Local. It's presented by the Sono Collection.
Neckbeard, baby.
Fairfield County Live and Local is presented by the Sono Collection in South Norwalk. My name is John Kamal. You can listen to Fairfield County Live and Local on the podcast, but you can also hear the show on the radio, 95.9 FM. If you live in Fairfield County, Connecticut, 959thefox.com. If you don't, you can stream it right on there. It's an hour of local music every Sunday at 9. And you can, of course, check out the podcast as well. Matt Kalinske, thank you, man.
John Kamal, thank you.
You got it, brother. All right. Let's drop this off. Oh, I'm going to hold it for a quick second. Screenshot that right there. Thank you, Brian Salvia. All right.